In the 18th century, Swaffham was described as the Montpellier of England. Montpellier House was built around 1750 as a single residence. It has been described as a house to crown all houses, with its perfect proportions, its squared flints and yellow bricks.
If you look at the Montpellier House, I mean that's still the same. If you took a photo of that now and looked at it in 1770 when it had a new front put on, then it's still exactly the same as it was then. The only difference is, if you look on Montpellier House, as you're looking at it, on the left-hand side, there's a rounded bay window, which Oliver Staines put in. And I remember I helped put it in, because the glass came on the lorry, and that was very, very frosty and cold. And the bloke said, whatever you do, don't tap it, because that'll shatter. Because that's been cast bent. It's a bent rounded piece of glass. And because I went in there last year and I said to the man in the shop now, in the green part, I said about putting that in. He said, cool, I wish you hadn't done it. He said, because the insurance on that's ever so much.
During the early 1980s, Barbara Clark was the proprietor of a shop on the ground floor of the building. She tells us how the shop got its name.
The shop we moved into used to be the electricity board. We decided to call it the Green Parrot because we have a parrot of our own called Monty, and we thought it was quite fun. But we did have some jokes once the shop was opened about it being the same name as some brothel in Thailand. But anyway, we stuck with it. Although we were called the Green Parrot, we were actually a whole food and fine food shop. Because we've got to remember then we didn't have many supermarkets. We had no Waitrose. Things like soya milk and rice cakes, things like that that you can buy easily now, you couldn't buy anywhere in Swaffham. So we had a very good business.
Lady Frances Nelson may have stayed here when visiting Swaffham. We now cross the road to listen to reminiscences about the iconic Buttercross.